Two measures aimed at protecting low-income Oregonians from rising housing costs are moving forward in the legislature. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
A bill that would reverse the state's nearly two-decade-old ban on inclusionary zoning laws is headed to the Senate floor. Inclusionary zoning is when governments require developers to include low-income housing options in new developments. Oregon law prevents local governments from passing those kinds of laws, and this bill would overturn that ban. Another bill approved on the House floor would prevent landlords from increasing the rent for the first year for tenants on month-to-month leases. Supporters include Democratic Representative Alyssa Kenny Geyer.
This one little bill is absolutely not going to solve the crisis at all. It aims to increase stability and predictability for tenants in a really hot market.
After the first year, landlords would have to give 90 days notice for a rent hike. That's up from the current 30-day required notice. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.